From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Special Forces have killed a key Islamic State leader in Syria. As Heather Murdoch reports from Cairo, the U.S.-led coalition killed the Tunisian man known as Abu Saif, captured his wife, and freed a Yazidi woman who was being held as a slave.
On Saturday, the U.S.-led coalition said it killed a senior Islamic State leader known as Abu Saif and captured his wife, Saif. Jan St-Pierre, the CEO of Berlin-based security consulting firm Mosikon, says the announcement was intended to deliver a psychological blow to the Islamic State to slow its momentum.
It is a blow, but an organization like ISIS, they usually have contingency plans. There's always somebody willing or ready to take over in case something happens.
In Washington, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said in a statement that the operation represents another significant blow to IS. Officials say Abu Saif was also involved in managing the Islamic State's illegal oil trade that was once a significant source of funding for the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
An Egyptian court in Cairo has sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi and more than 100 other defendants to death for a 2011 mass prison break. The sentences were handed down Saturday. The Grand Mufti, Egypt's top religious authority, will make the final decision on the rulings on June 2nd. Clashes between Houthi rebels and pro-government forces killed or injured dozens of people across southern Yemen Saturday. A ceasefire is set to expire there late Sunday. Violence in the city of Taiz claimed at least 12 lives and injured dozens more in what the Yemeni government said was rebel shelling of several neighborhoods. This is VOA News. The United States and China say they are talking about their differences, including disputes in the South China Sea. But as VOA's Bill Ide reports from Beijing, comments from the country's two top diplomats Saturday revealed that China and Washington still remain divided over the contentious issue.
China has been building up reefs and outcroppings at seven sites in disputed waters in the South China Sea, constructing a military-sized airstrip on Fiery Cross Reef and massively expanding their total area. The United States is concerned, and Secretary of State John Kerry repeated that view during a visit to Beijing Saturday following meetings with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi.
I urged China, through Foreign Minister Wang, to take actions that will join with everybody in helping to reduce tensions and increase the prospect of a diplomatic solution.
During his two-day visit to Beijing, Secretary Kerry will meet with military and civilian leaders, including President Xi Jinping, on Sunday. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
A suicide bombing in northeastern Nigeria killed at least seven people and wounded 33 others Saturday. Officials said the female attacker set off her explosives at a crowded bus station in Damaturu, the capital of Yobe State. Yobe has been attacked before. A double bombing in January targeted a market, with the second bomb detonating as rescuers rushed to help victims of the first blast. Burundi's government made several arrests Saturday in connection with a failed coup attempt to overthrow the country's president. The group included generals and two police commissioners. A presidential spokesman told VOA's Gabe Josselo that the leader of the coup attempt, General Gofwad Nyombare, remains at large. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, thanked his security forces for stopping the coup. President Nkurunziza was in Tanzania for a regional summit on Burundi's political situation when General Nyombare announced the coup on Wednesday. The move followed weeks of unrest after President Nkurunziza said that he would seek a third term in office. And Nepal's army says that the bodies of all eight people on board a U.S. Marine Corps helicopter that crashed Tuesday have been recovered. Nepalese search teams found the wreckage Friday, 3 days after it went missing while on an earthquake relief flight. Officials said Saturday teams from the U.S. military and Nepal's army are at the scene of the crash, investigating what may have caused the aircraft to go down in a rugged mountainous area. Meanwhile, a 5.7 aftershock struck Nepal on Saturday, causing people to rush out of their homes. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.